and welcome to this CJSON podcast. My name is Daan Kramer, and today we'll discuss our CJSON article on airflow limitation among kidney transplant recipients. In this article, we studied the prevalence of airflow limitation and its associations with health-related quality of life among kidney transplant recipients. I'm here talking with Tim Knobbe, who is the first author of this article. Tim, could you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. First, I would like to express my gratitude for having the opportunity to talk about our study. I'm Tim Knobbe from the Nephrology Department of the University Medical Center Groningen in the Netherlands, where I'm currently employed as a PhD candidate.
Thanks, Tim, and great to have you here. Airflow limitation is a problem that is widely recognized in pulmonology and cardiology, but it has hardly been considered a clinical problem in kidney transplant recipients. Could you explain why you performed this study?
Well, as you probably know, many kidney transplant recipients suffer from fatigue and have a limited health-related quality of life. Airflow limitation is a well-established cause of fatigue and limited quality of life among other patient groups, such as patients suffering from COPD. However, its prevalence and its associations with fatigue and quality of life among kidney transplant recipients remain unclear. We therefore investigated the prevalence of airflow limitation among kidney transplant recipients and assessed its associations with fatigue, health, and health-related quality of life in this population.
Ah, I see. Hey, and I read in your manuscript that you used data from the transplant line study. Could you give us a little more detail about this study and its participants?
Yes, that's correct. We used data from the ongoing transplant lines biobank and cohort study, which is a single center prospective study that includes all types of solid organ transplant recipients and also living kidney and liver donors. For the current study, we included 539 stable kidney transplant recipients and 244 potential living kidney donors who served as healthy controls.
Thank you. And how did you measure and define airflow limitation in your study?
Well, we measured the forced exhaled volume in 1 second during the physical assessment using a handheld spirograph. When this value was lower than the fifth percentile of an age, sex, height, and ethnicity matched population, participant was defined as having airflow limitation.
Okay, and was airflow limitation common among kidney transplant recipients?
Yes, it was. In fact, we found that 25% of the kidney transplant recipients suffer from airflow limitation, which is much higher than the 10% prevalence observed in our healthy control group.
25%. So indeed, airflow limitation appears to be a rather common problem. I understand that you also addressed the potential repercussions of airflow limitation by studying its associations with fatigue and health-related quality of life. Could you tell us a bit more about these findings?
Yes, of course. We found that airflow limitation was indeed strongly and independently associated with fatigue severity. Participants with airflow limitation were 1.7 times more likely to experience moderate fatigue and had 2.5 times higher risk of experiencing severe fatigue. And in addition, airflow limitation was independently associated with lower physical health-related quality of life. Finally, mediation analysis suggests that airflow limitation may cause fatigue, which in turn may decrease physical health-related quality of life.
Thank you. So in summary, you found that airflow limitation is very common among kidney transplant recipients, and that its occurrence is also strongly associated with fatigue severity and with lower physical health-related quality of life. So what clinical implications do these findings have?
Well, it's important to identify potential targets to alleviate fatigue and to improve the health-related quality of life of kidney transplant recipients. The suggested role of airflow limitation on these outcomes is especially interesting because airflow limitation may be improved, for example, by high-intensity aerobic exercise or inhalation medication. However, of course, because of the observational design, we cannot draw a conclusion regarding causality in our study, and further intervention research is needed.
Thanks, Tim, for your time and for the clear explanation of your study.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thanks again for the opportunity to talk about your paper in this podcast.
With this, we will end this podcast. But I would recommend our listeners to also read the CJSON article, in which its topic is addressed in much more detail. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.